Police dispatch audio. Paul Pelosi, when calling cops, said he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and he is a friend. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 28, 2022. Paul Pelosi reportedly told 911 dispatch that the individual who allegedly attacked him with a hammer in his home is a friend, according to a police dispatch call early Friday morning. The alleged intruder reportedly attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer, which forced him to undergo emergency surgery for his injuries. Officers later identified 42-year-old Berkeley resident David DePop as Pelosi's attacker. DePop was taken into custody and will be charged with multiple felonies, including attempted murder, San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins announced. Emergency dispatch officials provided the police officers with an address on the 2600 block of Broadway Street in San Francisco's Pacific Heights neighborhood, according to a dispatch call that took place around 2:28 a.m. on Friday. A dispatch official calls out during the call to a police car with specific instructions and an address. "Copy," replied the person on the other end of the call. The dispatch official then said that Pelosi informed 911 that he did not know who the attacker was but gave his name and then explained that he is a friend. RP, reporting person, stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is but he advised that his name is David, and that he is a friend, the dispatch official said. RP sounded somewhat confused. Later in the day, the FBI visited a Berkeley home linked to DePop, which neighbors call the Hippie Collective, NBC Bay Area's Jackson Vanderbecken reported. Interestingly, a photo of the outside of the house revealed several signs supporting left-leaning causes, which stands in contrast to attempts to link the attacker to MAGA extremists. For example, an American flag with rainbow colors and marijuana leaves can be seen in front of the house. Looking closer, a handwritten Black Lives Matter sign can be seen hanging in one of the home's windows. Further, another sign posted in a different window reads, "Berkeley stands united against hate," which refers to a Berkeley-based organization that aims to stop the hate and implicit biases that are a dangerous threat to the safety and civility of our neighborhoods, towns, and cities. Correction, this story was updated to remove the prior erroneous reporting by Bay Area Fox KTVU reporter Evan Cernofsky, who reported that DePop was in his underwear during the attack. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.